Well, good morning, all you people. Good to see your smiling faces on the coffee shop group this morning. We're going to be talking about the great love of Christ Jesus this morning. What we're going to open first in Psalms 23. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the blessings you give us, for your holy and powerful and mighty word that you allow us to read and also to live our lives by. We're so grateful for your death on the cross. You died in our place so that we might have eternal life with you someday. Thank you, Jesus, for it's in your name we pray. Well, Psalms 91 is often used at funerals, but is actually a psalm to live our lives by. When we trust in the Lord, this is what we receive: peace and God's presence in our lives. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He shall make me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And we thank you so much, Jesus, for allowing us to be with you someday as being Christians. Well, the great love of Jesus Christ we're going to talk about, you know, we need to love the Lord and also be loved by him. It is so important. The things we need to look at in here concerning this study is, who is this Jesus? We'll be looking at his character and his love. Well, who is this Jesus Christ that we're talking about? In the Bible, John 1:1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made." Well, this truly shows us that Jesus Christ was with the Father from the very beginning of time. Jesus is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Jesus is the living word of God in the Holy Bible. He holds his word high in higher esteem than himself. Did you know Jesus does this? He holds his word in higher esteem than himself. In John 10:30, it says, Jesus says, "I and my Father are one." When Jesus started the ministry, when John was baptized, it tells us in Matthew 3:16-17, when he had been baptized, Jesus come up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and aligning himself upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In Matthew 16:13-19, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am, the Son of Man?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In Matthew 7:17-5, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them." It would be amazing to see Jesus transfigured before them and see him as he really is, in all his power and glory. Let's look at Jesus Christ's character. What does character mean? Character means the mental or moral qualities distinctive to an individual, like personality, nature, description, temper, mentality. Jesus is beloved Son of God. He is the bread of life, the Prince of Peace, the great I Am, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is the head of the church, the author, the deliverer, the rock, the good shepherd, the light of the world. He is the Redeemer, the Son of Man, the way, the truth, the life, the Lamb of God, our hope, faithful and true, and the list goes on. You know, in the entire Bible, there are over 200 names showing Jesus and his character. Jesus is to be respected and his name kept holy. We all are looking for that special person who has an outstanding character, one who is our role model to follow and to love. Jesus Christ is the perfect fit for all of us. We all need to read his word daily to learn of him and to see how we need to live our lives. Let Jesus direct your life and find his great joy and purpose for you. Now let's look at the characteristics of a godly man. You know, we ought to be godly men following God's word, doing what it says, the best that we can. We're all human, but we all make mistakes. But the Bible is the perfect outline for us Christians to follow so that other people can see there is a difference in us. We're not the same as the rest of the world. You know, what is that difference? And then we can share Jesus Christ with him, doing things in a proper manner, and God will be pleased with us. Well, let's look in John 3:16 and 17 about his great love that Christ Jesus has for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:17 goes on to say, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, this is the highest form of love. Jesus died in our place on a cross to save us. If we believe in him, ask him to forgive us of our sins, know that he was risen from the dead and died on the cross for us, with all of our heart, we cry out to him, knowing that this is true. We are saved. We are saved by Christ. You know, Jesus was beaten so bad before he was put on the cross that you could not recognize him as a person. He was beaten so bad that the organs were probably visible on his body. That's how badly he was beaten for us. We need to be up on that cross, not him. Romans 5:8-9 says, but God demonstrates his love toward us that in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:9 says, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Luke 23:39-43. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed them, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing that we are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, and this is when Jesus was on the cross with the other two thieves. Then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. He didn't say tomorrow, a week down the road. Immediately when that man died on the cross, he went there with Jesus. You know, repentance comes before baptism. Many people believe, you know, it says repent and be baptized. Baptism doesn't save you. Repentance to Christ Jesus is first and always first. Then you get baptized because that's what the scripture says to do. But baptism does not save you. I want to make that very clear. Now, there's one message that I like to show people about the rich man and Lazarus and why. I just want to show them that there really is a hell. What I'm discussing, the rich man and Lazarus, concerning Abraham's bosom. Well, I want you to know that Abraham's bosom was a place where the Christians went before Jesus rose from the dead on the cross. You know, was died and rose again from the dead. Because Christians would go into Abraham's bosom, and there still was hell. Let me read this. The rich man and Lazarus. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid up at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And so it was, the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was also buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and said, Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides, there is between us, there is a great fixed gulf, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you will send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. And you know, that is so true. It's so true. You can lead a camel to water, but you cannot make him drink. As we're coming down to the close of this message, we look at Revelation 20. In Revelation 20, it tells us of God's wrath on the unbelieving world for 7 years. During that 7 years, Satan will be locked up. After the 7 years, Satan will be locked up for 1,000 years. And the 1,000-year reign of Christ will begin. With Christ in total control, earth will be great. You know, there'll be, the economy will be booming. Everything is just going to go, going on tremendously, like it should have from the beginning. At the end, there will be a great battle. Satan and evil will be cast into the lake of fire. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will be in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. My pastor Jim shared something with us last week on Sunday's message, and he's talking about hell. And he said, can you imagine burning your finger and how horrible that feels? But can you imagine your whole body being in flame and burning all the time, and worms eating you from the inside out and fire burning you from the outside in? Not for one day, 2 days, but forever and ever and ever. That is what hell is like. I feel so bad about the people that deny Jesus Christ, don't want to walk with him, don't care. Maybe they said they're going to party in hell. There's no party in hell. None whatsoever. But the good news is, the flip side of this, in Revelation 21, God's goodness. There will be a new heaven and a new earth created by God for us all. And we will dwell with him forever and ever, and he will take away every tear. There will be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And we as Christians, what a great day that will be. What an awesome day that will be. You know, I'm looking forward to being with my Lord Jesus someday, and just like he did with Adam and Eve, walking with him in the cool of the day, just him and me. And we'll have that. We have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. when we're Christians, and we can boldly approach the throne of God, boldly. Well, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for allowing me to share your message today. I love you so much. God bless everybody here in the coffee shop, and just put blessings upon them, healings, and just let everybody prosper here, Father. For it's in Christ's name we pray and we say thank you. Amen.